It's time for the Yoda Squirts Podcast. Yoda Squirts, Fresh Squirt 29. Welcome everyone, and I'd like to give a special shout out to the Squirt crew over on Twitter. I was standing in the shower the other night taking a leak, and that made me think about asparagus. You know what's so wonderful about asparagus? It makes your pee stink in a really fantastic way. Try some. Oh, and don't try the white asparagus, it doesn't do much. Try the green asparagus, and smell the wonder. When Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla were hanging out the other night, Jimmy Kimmel tried to say something, but Adam Carolla told him not to talk with his mouth full. Like I said on Twitter, remember kids, celebrities are people that go to school to learn how to be fake. Perhaps we should call them fakists? If anyone is wondering how Whoopi Goldberg manages to keep her hair the way it is, it's because she regularly shoves her head up her own butt. There was another really funny tweet on Twitter that someone sent to some woman that read, "I would like to tongue punch your fart box." Fantastic! The show received some more messages. On the website, Star said, "Hey Yoda, it's about time you added a new character. Thanks. And I had a dream back in late 2010 that you joined YouTube. Finally you did it." This sounds like the same person that commented on the YouTube channel. So once again, I'm glad you're happy and thanks for listening and writing in. I recently redesigned the website in an overly complex way and Tyler wrote in basically saying he didn't like it. Thanks for writing in, of course. Since then, I've tweaked the website and made it more simple, and I'm really happy with it. If you haven't been to the website in a while, you need to go there and look at such things as the Super 8 movie trailer, the best Star Trek ever made, and Seth MacFarlane at the zoo. I did more recording in my car. I'm in my car again, going somewhere. And as I was on my way there, I'm passing a house, I can see their TV through the window. Anyhow, as I'm on my way to my destination, I thought I would talk about my poop, because it's such a popular theme on this particular podcast. Well, what can you expect with a name like Yoda Squirts, right? Anyhow. Today, my poop has been interesting. I ate some jalapeno chips, so my poop has been very active. Not quite diarrhea, mind you. And you'll get to listen to my poops and farts from today, of course. In addition to the poops and farts from other days. But not quite diarrhea. But still active. Very active. A little burny, you know, when you eat hot things and it burns coming out. So, just a little distracted by traffic, of course, which I should be paying attention to the traffic, and behold, I am. So, yes, my poop. Bernie, jalapeno chip-induced poop. Very Bernie. And been burping jalapeno today, too. That's always fun. But I've also had a lot of gas, like, moving around, you know, in my system. I can feel it bubbling around, resulting in warm farts and stinky poop. Okay. Well, that's all there is for this. Perhaps I will record more on my way back home. All right, I am back on the way home again. It was an enjoyable time, as it always is. And now I am sleepy. I don't really have that much to share on the way back home, other than to say there are a few movies, the previews of which I watched tonight, which looked interesting. Super 8 looks very interesting, a new Steven Spielberg film that takes place in 1979, which was around the era that Super 8 film was being used, hence the title Super 8. It looks like, from what little I saw, it has the potential to be a new classic. So if you haven't seen the trailer for Super 8 yet, go out on the internet and look it up. Also, the Adjustment Bureau looks interesting, so go check out the trailer for that one. And, of course, Transformers 3. The trailer for that looks interesting. The only thing that doesn't look that interesting about Transformers 3 is that it still has Shia LaBeouf in it, who I can't stand. He and Hayden Christensen are two of my least favorite actors. Hopefully it's a little more serious than the first two Transformer movies, has a little more substance to it. But anyhow, look up the trailer also for Transformers 3 if you have not yet. And that is just about it.
Recently, a survey was done, and it was found that 35% of Russians still believe the sun revolves around the Earth. Just something to think about. And speaking of such things, stupid facts. Animator and movie director Chuck Jones was inspired to make a cartoon in which Bugs Bunny becomes a bullfighter when his boss told him never to make any movies about bullfighting, because there was nothing funny about bullfighting. "We'd never even thought about doing a picture about a bullfight," Jones recalled, "but since everything else he said was wrong, we were certain that we had to pursue it." In 2008, a Georgia man wanted to get rid of the nasty spider webs that were growing under the eaves of his roof. They were too sticky to brush off, so he turned a blowtorch on them, burned up the cobwebs along with a major portion of his house. It's illegal in Vermont to shoot female deer, or as the law phrased it, deer that do not have antlers. When a hunter shot a doe in 2009, he had a bright idea about how to get around the law. He took a pair of antlers he'd kept from another deer he'd shot and bolted them onto the head of the dead doe. The add-on antlers didn't pass the game warden's inspection, and the hunter spent 10 days in jail. When enterprising pirates interrupted international shipping along the coast of Somalia by holding cargo ships for ransom, Somalia's government leapt into action and appointed a retired sea captain as Admiral of the Navy. The pirates weren't unduly alarmed by the government's response, since Somalia didn't actually have any sailors, which they didn't need since they also didn't have any ships, but they did have an admiral. Normally, I play my poops and farts in chronological order, but I decided to do something different this time. This time, I'm going to group all the poops together first, then all the farts together, so there's a nice barrage of farts.
Remember, if you want to help the show, you can go rate the show on iTunes. And now for the story, Queasich. Queasich reached for the handle with his third arm and tugged the door open. In the small alcove beyond sat a toilet with mechanical arms, dials, levers, and brushes attached. Queasich hurried in and shut the door. He used the two arms on either side of his body to unfasten and lower his pants. He sighed as he pressed his rump to the bowl beneath him. It was cool and cupped him well. He leaned forward and opened his mouth, revealing two even rows of square teeth, and pressed his teeth against the brush while his third arm, positioned on his right side slightly below the other arm, worked one of the levers. Goo started forming on his lips as his bowels began to release. He sighed again. Suddenly, a soft splash sounded from the toilet, and a furred hand shot up between Queasich's legs. It grabbed his thigh and with massive strength pulled his body fully into the toilet. Queasich looked up as the water closed above him. Wavering in distorted lines, he could see the brush still spinning, then the world went dark. He felt himself moving, pressed on all sides by rounded, cool metal. I must be in the pipes, he thought. The hand seemed to be gone, and he was being dragged along simply by the flow of the water. Small gills on Queasich's back began working, filtering the oxygen from the water and circulating it into his system. He could survive for a short time fully submersed using the gills, but not for very long. The pipe tilted downward, and Queasich felt as though he was falling. Light played up into the pipe, so he twisted his head as best he could to look. The light indeed was coming from below, but was so distorted by the water he could tell nothing more. As he continued to try to gaze through the water, he saw a shape coming closer through it, solidifying, the light around him growing brighter yet. Then he shot out the end of the pipe and into a blue sky. He looked up and saw a cloud with a short length of pipe descending from it, water gushing from the opening at its end. He looked down and saw mottled brown everywhere, steadily rushing up at him. From behind, he heard a whoosh and a strange cackle, then something sharp and hard grabbed him. He stopped falling and started gliding forward instead. Two large scaly toes wrapped around his middle, holding him firm. He looked up and back and saw that he was held by a large poop log that had two feathery wings and two long segmented legs, each ending in two opposed gripping claws. A turd bird. Fantastic. What was a turd bird doing here? Where was here, anyhow? Queasich started shaking, trying to loose himself from the turd bird's grip. He looked down again and saw a forest coming into focus from the dirty brown background. It looked like massive piles of warm, steaming feces standing atop long poles. He wiggled and wriggled and managed to free himself above one of the strange trees. He landed on the tree with a splat and quickly began sinking in. The goo that surrounded him was warm. He started digging his way down through it and eventually emerged from the bottom, where it was just a short drop to the soft, squishy ground. He landed with a plop, steadying himself with his third arm, and started running off, staying close to the trees to avoid being scooped up by anything else from the air. As he ran, feet sloshing, he heard the sound of running water in the distance and turned to head toward it. It was better than running aimlessly through this forest. The sound of the rushing grew louder, and he emerged from the trees to find himself standing at the edge of a yellow river. An acrid tang tickled his nose. He sat and dangled his feet into the liquid, then slipped in completely. Some of it splashed onto his mouth. It was pee. The current was strong, and he let it draw him. He did his best to keep his mouth above the pee. Not only did he not want to taste any more of it, but he didn't want to have to use his gills in this soup either. He started kicking his legs gently to help him move through the river even faster. After swimming and bobbing for a time, the river began to turn, and he decided to continue to head straight to head for the far shore. He worked and pushed against the current until finally his feet found sludgy ground at the edge of the river, and he climbed out.
The ground beneath his feet was spongy and looked like brown grass. There seemed to be a slight trail, so he followed it. The trail opened into a round field in the middle of which a huge frog sat on its haunches, wearing a crown on top of its head.
"Oh, hello," it said, waving a flipper.
"Hi," said Kwesich.
"I'm the masturbating frog, and I'm so glad you're here."
The frog started rubbing a flipper between its legs.
"Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so good."
"Wait, are you male or female?"
"Yes," said the frog.
Kwesich took a step closer. "Do you know a way out of here?"
"Oh, I do. Come here."
The frog indicated the patch of ground directly in front of it with a flipper. Kwesich hesitantly stepped to the indicated spot.
"Now just hold on a minute," said the frog.
It turned in place so its rear was pointed at Kwesich, then leapt into the air, coming down squarely on him, so he slipped right into the frog's butt with a pop. Strangely enough, a small amount of light reached Kwesich. It was enough to see a tiny sign planted in the wall which read, "Richard Gear was here." Then Kwesich felt some movement, and suddenly the walls squeezed around him. The frog shot him into the air, accompanied by the smell of rotten vegetables and other unidentifiable things. Kwesich sailed higher and higher until he could make out another pipe amongst the clouds pouring water, which he streaked into. He slid through the pipe against the flow at high speed until he shot out of a toilet, slowed and hung in midair for a moment while his momentum drained, then landed gently on the toilet seat. He looked around himself and shrugged, opened his mouth and pressed his teeth to the brush, grabbed the lever and started pulling while loosening his bowels. After all, Kwesich liked to finish what he started. Email the show at yodasquirts@gmail.com. Check out the website at yodasquirts.blogspot.com. Lots of interesting videos there. And call the voicemail number at 206-203-1904. Join us next time when there is more stuff and things going on with stuff and things. (Clears throat)